Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This show we review, J. Edgar. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Film.
And I'm Mr. Movie, and Clint Eastwood is back in the director's chair with J. Edgar from Warner Brothers.
When morals decline and good men do nothing, evil flourishes. A society unwilling to learn from the past is doomed. We must never forget our history. We must never lower our guard.
Edgar, you will rise to be the most powerful man in the country.
It is my belief that when a man becomes a part of this bureau, he must so conduct himself as to eliminate even the slightest possibility of criticism as to his conduct.
Mr. Tolson, I need someone who I can trust. I want you to be my number two man. You understand? I need you.
Imagine if every citizen in this country were uniquely identifiable by the pattern on their fingers. Imagine how quickly we could find them if they committed a crime.
Sometimes you need to bend the rules a little in order to keep your country safe.
J. Edgar Hoover basically started the FBI and was at the head of the organization for decades. He was a pioneer in police forensics and, as Leonardo DiCaprio portrays him, was a man out for justice and maybe just a little glory for himself as well. Now, Mr. Film, Clint Eastwood is going all out here, and this movie just feels like it's pandering to the Academy Awards. From makeup to set design to a sweeping epic story with rich and important characters, and oh, Mr. Eastwood even composed the score to the movie so the Academy can vote for him in that category, too. And all these parts, in and of themselves, are executed quite well. DiCaprio as J. Edgar is captivating. Armie Hammer, also known as the Winklevoss twins from The Social Network, he plays the FBI's number two man, Clyde Tolson, is also of the same caliber, and so is Naomi Watts as J. Edgar's secretary. The trick, though, with a great movie is to become more than the sum of its parts. And unfortunately, Eastwood leaves out the most important ingredient in making movie magic, drama and theme. Instead, the R-rated J. Edgar feels like a boring book report. This happened, then that happened, then this happened, then that happened. And at nearly 2 hours, 20 minutes, it is tedious at times. The only compelling part of the movie was the time covered investigating the disappearance of the Lindbergh baby, probably one of the most famous kidnapping cases of the 20th century, and it's interesting to see how the FBI gets involved in that and the legal issues that came up at the time. But when the movie tries to get up close and personal with J. Edgar, mostly in the second half, it gets really boring, detailing the homoerotic relationship he had with his number two man, Clyde Tolson. Of course, it's a completely repressed relationship, and watching two men stare at each other with googly eyes, but afraid to make any moves, isn't exactly high compelling drama. But I think, Mr. Film, that I figured out what Clint Eastwood was going for. I think he wanted to make a prequel. And because he's never done that before, and somehow, for whatever reason, he decided to make a prequel to Brokeback Mountain. And as a prequel to Brokeback Mountain, I guess it works. But I thought that movie was boring, too. So I'm going to let this one skate by with a B-.
Oh, Mr. Movie. I see where you're coming from here, but I think you're being a little harsh on this picture. This is a good, not great attempt at a character study of one of the icons of 20th century law enforcement. And I think Eastwood and screenwriter Dustin Lance Black give us a complex, somewhat no-holds-barred look at J. Edgar. And I'll go one better. I think the film is one of the most interesting biopics I've seen in a long time. And that's mainly because it's narrated mostly by Hoover himself, and he's at best an unreliable narrator. And that's a key moment.
Right.
There's some key moments about that. I don't want to give anything away. But I at the beginning of the picture, actually, I was a little skeptical about this, but when I realized that he was narrating it and he obviously was an unreliable narrator, I piqued my interest a lot more. I find it a lot more interesting. Now, You mentioned that there was no theme here, and I think there was. I think loyalty was the theme that pervaded throughout. It's presented here. J. Edgar's entire life was determined by his need for those around him to be loyal to him without question and without fault. And I think the drama was found in those googly scenes, as you call them, which I thought were quite good. I think Armie Hammer in particular was really, really quite good here. And DiCaprio, I think, is one of the best young actors we have out there today. Though I think another biopic that DiCaprio did with Martin Scorsese, The Aviator, was a much better account of an equally complex and probably disturbed character. Now, I wasn't blown away by J. Edgar, but I didn't expect to be. But I also wasn't bored either. I found this to be a good, complex picture of one of the most influential figures in our country's history. So I'm giving this a deserved B+.
All right. I see where you're coming from. And then it is interesting you pointing out the theme of loyalty. I think to me, it's really hard to get behind that and find that particularly interesting without telling us being loyal to what. And if you're just being loyal to a person without any regard to principles, it's just not that interesting to me. But I can kind of see where you're coming from in there.
Yeah.
On that.
Well, and I think thankfully too, I think they focused on the early part of his life and then at the end of his life. And you're right. There is a little bit of that. Then this happened, then this happened, then this happened. But I think that also his self-aggrandizement and such, he's very difficult to be loyal to as well. I mean, he demanded a lot from people, but he didn't give a lot back. So I think that also is part of the complexity of this character. So I think this is a good picture. I don't think it's going to be one that's going to blow away any box office records or stand. I don't even know if it'll stand the test of time. But I think it's a good picture. I think it's worth seeing, and I think it also kind of helps usher us into at least a season of more interesting pictures. So I'd take an interesting, I wouldn't call this a failure, but I would take an interesting so-so picture or good picture over one of those big disasters that we watched over the summer any day of the week.
Yeah. Well, and you make some interesting points about the unreliable narrator. It seems like DiCaprio is drawn to that those kind of roles, and we definitely get that here. So, if you like that, that's interesting. Although, again, I think that the whole relationship with Tolson was just really drawn out. I didn't quite get how that went into loyalty and all of that, and it just seemed like, we're just really exploiting this part of his life. And, especially with themes of homosexuality and whatnot in major movies, I think the interesting thing about those can be themes of repression. And that's not really explored here. And I think there are other movies that do that better, like Kissing Jessica Stein, or if you go all the way back to 1961, there's a movie called The Children's Hour starring Audrey Hepburn and Shirley MacLaine, which is really, really interesting, especially, if you consider it was made in 1961, is really quite an interesting movie. So, if you're kind of interested in it from that perspective, there are some other alternatives there as well.
Yeah, and I think, and then from a biopic perspective, and biopictures are difficult. I mean, we're dealing with a real person. Our lives have certain dramatic moments in them, but overall, we don't have these overarching dramas unless we're in some sort of big historic event. We're trapped in some sort of big historic event. And he was an administrator for an agency. He was a kind of behind-the-scenes sort of character. So the drama, it is a little bit difficult sometimes, I think, to find the drama in a real life, in someone's real life. And I think if you're looking for – if you're a big biopic fan, I would recommend the work of Paul Schrader, which actually talks about – he deals with a lot with repressed sexuality and such. And one of his films I recently watched was called Mishima. It's about the life of the 20th century Japanese novelist. And it's a really interesting film because he really essentializes down this guy's life into these four key moments. And it's about how that leads to some pretty grotesque ending. So it's a really interesting picture if you like biopics. So highly recommend that picture. It's a little tough going, but it's well worth it. So there's a lot of good interesting pictures that dealing with some of these themes. I think we can think about after watching that. So
but I think it also goes to show. I mean, we both are thinking, oh, this movie and that movie and that movie. And it just kind of shows that, you know, the elements are there, but it doesn't quite make the mark, and it brings into mind a lot of other pictures that do it a lot better.
Yeah, I think you're right there on that. It just doesn't. I mean, I gave it a B+. I liked it a lot, but obviously a bit better than you did. But I'm kind of with you in your whole idea. You know, some of the parts aren't quite there, almost, but for me, but not quite. Okay. So.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for this show. As always, you can visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. If you have a comment or question, want to send us some feedback, just write to mail@moviefilmshow.com. Or you can call our 24-hour comment line at 818-581-2010. And that's all we have for this show, Mr. Film. I'll see you next show.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie. So what are we seeing this coming? Oh, there's a lot of good flicks coming out this week.
Yeah, I think, I hope so.
Yeah, well, I mean, promising. Let's put
exactly.
it that way.
This happened, then that happened, then this happened, then that happened.
Oh, Mr. Movie, I see where you're coming from here, but I think you're being a little harsh on this picture.
The trick, though, with a great movie is to become more than the sum of its parts.
I think there was. I think loyalty was the theme.
Trailer here, story, story,
Tommy
story.
Guns, yelling, yelling, yelling. Repression, repression.
My baby was stolen.
Oh, Mr. Eastwood even composed the score to the movie, so the Academy can vote for him in that category, too.